Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
The broadcast service will be a great and a tremendous blessing in the name of Jesus. Reminding you that this live broadcast service is brought to you by Alabaster International Ministry. We're transmitting live from Comfort and Isaac and Ponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. My name is Kofi Odro. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. Whilst we are still standing, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we wish we came, we desire, we demand, we require to see Jesus." Look, the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." The Bible said, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Watch. Watch. The profundity of that word is essential to this morning's presentation. "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Look at some part. For just a particular reason, allow me to read this particular one in our language. In other words, this particular scripture poses a very strong reiteration, a warning to God's people. I will read it in English again. "Take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness." I have said arguably, this is the most profound verse in the Bible at the moment. The timing in which we are living in, this particular verse, theologically, arguably, is the most profound in concerning the times in which we are living in. Because this is the time that hearts will be overcharged. The hearts of people will be overcharged. Maybe let's use a different version so that we can be able to water down that particular word. The Bible said, "Be careful not to let yourselves become occupied." The preoccupation of the hearts standing before me right now is enormously unbelievable. The things that are competing for our attention. Seriously. I can stand here and make a presentation by saying something. Seriously, based on your priorities, you may think or say, "I don't need this." And even if you are not careful, it will be regarding God or the things of God. So the hearts will be occupied, overburdened, overcharged, overweighted, pressured, pestered. Pressure of situations and circumstances. This is the moment. It is not only, ladies and gentlemen, it is not only economical. We are not only talking about the prices of things and stuff like that, the cost of living and stuff like that. We're not only talking about you buy something, a commodity, for one city and the next minute is three cities. That is not the only thing. It's part of it. We are also even talking about, you know, the strength of conviction. Faith, GDA, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. To the tune and to the point that people will come to the place, you know, you will be standing in the house of God and Christ will not be the reason. Yeah, 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 sweetie. Yeah. Ubeba, sorry, nene Christu ntina abai. Ijina hengrofabe yo prishima. I'm telling you. Somebody is standing in this building watching you and studying you. Your outfit, your perfume, the car you came out of. Waiting for the service to close to take your number. And that will be the beginning of your tears. So that person is not here because of the word, the Christos. Whilst they are standing here, they are just waiting for the meeting to close. Because they've gotten a big fish. That can solve economic issues. Big fish! Let's say you are a working class young lady driving a nice car. You know, I thank God for all the cars at the car park. Sweet cars. But if you are not careful, you may think that that is the essence of life. You know, look at the, you know, how generous God has been to us. It's enormously amazing. Oh yeah, enormously amazing. The air you breathe, the clothes you wear, the provision, your marriage, your children, your spouse, your home, your incoming and outgoing. How God has been faithful to you from the beginning of this year right up until now. I tell you, when I think of his goodness, it feels like we should just worship and thank him and adore him and magnify him all through the service, because there are some in the hospitals right now. There are some in the mortuaries right now. There are some in the, you know, psychiatric hospitals right now. And if we stand here, the Lord is good. Oh, I can't hear your response. The Lord is good. Now, when I'm in wedding here, that you didn't wake up this morning as, you know, with a stroke and with a... God, I give you glory. We didn't find you a dead body this morning. Look at how beautiful you look this morning in the presence of God. Therefore, I give God the glory for his life, for your life, and give him all the honor and worship. Can I hear a good amen? Yeah. So faith is on contention. I'm serious. It's on contention. Things are happening all over the world. A nation like Ukraine, who is also like a Christian nation, Sunday like this, they cannot gather in the cathedrals. They cannot have service. They are scattered all over the place. Bombs are flying over their houses. Yeah, they are gathered in places and they are refugees. You know, sometimes when I talk to you and I am telling you that all things are vanity. Oh, you are grass, I am grass, and everybody is passing away with the speed of time. You better believe it. Somebody living in a, let me paint an analogy or a portrait right now. Somebody living in Ukraine with a mansion of about a 9-bedroom house, swimming pool, dogs and cats and all that, and you know, maid servants and man servants. Let's say that a bomb throws and bombs your house and then it leaves you with your dogs and all that. There are places where the people are going as refugees and they said no pets are allowed. We cannot allow you to bring your dogs. In other words, the maid servant is escaping for his life and her life, and then the master is also escaping for his life, and therefore nobody has anything. You cannot carry a house with you. You cannot carry your car with you. Your dogs will not follow you. Then you will come to a realization. Naked you came, and naked you shall return. Stop boasting of the things you have, the car you drive, the name you have, the prestige you have. I'm telling you, it shall pass away. It shall pass. You are not here because of visa. You didn't come here to look for a husband. You are not here to look for a wife. As a matter of fact, we are not here for breakthroughs. We have come to work on our salvation with fear and with trembling. Can I hear a good amen? I'm taking a bit of time with my introduction this morning. You may be seated in God's presence. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Adore the name of the Lord. So these microphones are for me. Adore the name of the Lord. He reigns on high. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I have been, for the past 13 weeks, I have been talking about Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 1. And this morning will not be an exception. I would love to build up on that particular stroke of scripture. So I will first of all, for the sake of the people that are joining us for today for the very first time, I would love to put that image on the screen. And I am going to, you know, outline this particular image from that particular screen and see how all these things will glorify. Work together. Focus, please, and let us work. We do not have the time at the moment. You know, and this is not exactly the portrait. This possibly will just be a depiction, an illustration, or a typification, or a signification. Just a drawing to show you. This is one beast or one animal. Or one creature, let me use the word creature. This is one creature, but has seven heads and 10 horns and 10 crowns. Put the scripture now, let us focus. Revelation the 13th chapter, the first verse. The Bible said, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having seven heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns were 10 crowns, and that beast has a name, and that name was blasphemy. In the next verse, the Bible said very clearly, you know, in the second verse, the beast which I saw was like a leopard. The beast had its feet like a bear. His mouth was the mouth of a lion. And the Bible said the dragon, the Bible was talking about a particular dragon in verse, in chapter number 12. So in chapter number 13, he goes down and begin to, you know, explain what he was talking about. And in this particular stroke, the Bible said the dragon gave the beast his power, his seat, and his great authority. In verse 3, the scripture said, and I saw one of his heads, which were wounded to death, and it was in his deadly wound, the Bible said, was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, and they worshiped the dragon that gave power to the beast, and also worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war? Now, I am going to use opportunity to just depict this particular word is going to be one of the evidence of this end time. War. War is not breakfast. War is not dinner. Yetiai etuo toa mumbebrebeja mumpa bua. I said you're gonna fuck right there. Yeah, who for? Now you are non so pre. A toddler, you know, I sit down and ask myself, where are all these people who are talking big and nonsense all over the place on radio and television and on social media as if they are courageous, brave, and bold? Where were they in 1981 and in 1979? Where were they? A brand new one, 202, no fine, and one more. I don't know, mama, come and see. Where were they when General Akufu and General Ankra and General Afrifa and General Kotoka and General Utuka and all the rest of these people took guns and arms? Where were they? Wunya unu kunda o. Mungo bisa Liberia for no mungkanchiro. Sofuti minni guniho. Ebra yedi tuwe jina ne yereso. I'm telling you. Serious stuff is going to happen in the end time. The Bible makes it very clear. He will make war. This war happening in Russia, between Russia and Ukraine right now, is depicted in the scriptures in Daniel chapter 11, verse number 40. That war is going to escalate into different countries. Different countries will join and be part of it. 40. Yeah, you know. And Daniel 11, verse number 40. Yeah. The Bible said, and at the time, you know, of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots and with horsemen. This is the war happening in Ukraine right now. And with many ships, they shall enter into countries, not one. This same Russia is the same country that went into, you know, Crimea. They fought it, you know, and they went to, you know, a particular country, you know, why am I forgetting this particular one? Joe something, you know, you guys in the production get the, Russia invaded in 2008. There is a nation I heard my name, so I said, news, we wouldn't hear me now. Yeah, Georgia, that's the country. Georgia invaded Georgia. And I had my SM, my groom, go for it. I said, we wouldn't hear news. Georgia was invaded. They took everything. Put a scripture back. The Bible said he will invade countries, and these countries will suffer. They will see what I'm talking about. And the Bible said, and shall overflow and pass over. In the next verse, the scripture said clearly, he shall enter into the glorious land. He's talking about Israel. And many countries shall be overthrown, but they shall escape out of his hand. And even Edom and Moab, the chief of the children of Ammon. Listen to that. He comes to Africa quickly. And he shall, the Bible said in verse number 42, you know, he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries. Focus on this. Countries and apart from the countries, the land of Egypt. Egypt means black. Ethiopia means black. My complexion is Egypt. Ubika Ethiopia, opeso can be ibitisa atadiye shemi. Then in the next verse, the Bible said clearly, look at this, 43, but he shall have power over the treasure of gold, but he shall have power over the treasure of gold and of silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. He's talking about Africa, our resources, our wealth and our oil and gas and gold and silver. Yeah, and Krofa are coming for that. They are, you know, driving towards us for that wealth. A young one was an economist to meet Tanase, to meet discuss the economy, but they don't know that this is documented in the scripture and is part of the end time plan and is coming. We catch the Ukraine for some more than you're missing for Fifi. You better talk about Babu Mamma Nina, you need that. And see, And look at this one. He mentions Egypt. And then he said, and the Libyans. Libyans and the Ethiopia. If I'm Ethiopia, shall be at his steps. Then in verse number 44, the scripture said, but tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. In other words, he will face stiff opposition. There will be a counter attack very strongly. Therefore, he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly make away many. But in 45th verse, the Bible says, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palaces between the sea and the glorious mountain. And the Bible said, yet he shall come to his end. And nobody will help Russia and Putin. The scripture is here. When he comes to an end, hallelujah. So when I come to sit in the house of God, I should be able to have a plan, a portrait of what is happening all around us. Yeah, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 2, he said, when the weather is gloomy, you can tell or predict it's going to rain. When the sun is up, you can tell that it's going to be a very summer day or a very sunny day or bright day. And then he asked the question in verse number 3, if you can predict the weather but cannot predict the times in which you are living in, you can predict the weather, but you couldn't predict the moments and the times in which we are living in. You can predict, the economy will rise and slide. There will be vicissitudes, but you cannot predict that something is coming upon humanity and it's the great day of the Lord. I'm reminding you that heaven is real. I am reminding everybody who came to church, a day will come, the righteous will meet the Lord glorious King in his kingdom. He will sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. And the Bible said that the host of angels will surround him, and glorious righteous people will also surround him and lift holy hands and call him holy. They will call him holy. They will sing unto him. They will gloriously exalt. May I remind you also that hell is also real. Whether you believe it or not, that's not the point. It is as if you want to say, I don't believe in death. It is cynical and absurd. It's bizarre for you to say that. Because, I showed the day two pictures of mine. I show her a picture of 2017. Yes, 2017. And I showed her a picture of myself of 2020. And I said, tell me honestly. I don't need baby darling stuff. Tell me honestly what you see in these pictures. Well, say, when I look at these pictures, I see my husband. I said, I know that. These two images, the disparities of these two images. This one, you look like a boy. This one, you look like a man. And I said, but the duration is only 2017. 2017! Time is ticking on our heads. I'm telling you. We are now the Yomo Wano. Adia gray hair chidano. So I stand here to remind you, you are living in the end time. And so the person that have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17 says you are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible said, wherefore or therefore, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creation or creature. Old things passes away, and behold, all things have become new. That man is no more an ordinary person. The person now becomes a quickening spirit. The life of God dwells in that person. Jesus asked his disciples, "Will you also go away?" And Peter asked, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed, and we know that you are the Christ, Son of the living God." I will want to remind you that he is the Savior of the world. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through him. Your salvation is not by yourself. You are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works that any man should boast. The amazing thing he said in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19 downwards. Matthew 28 verse 19. The Bible said, "Go ye therefore." Go to verse 18 so we can have a better understanding. Yeah, all Jesus came unto them saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." And the Bible said, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all the way to the end of the world." That means that the world has an end. The world has an end. Sister, the world has an end. The world has an end. We were doing a digital registration. I pick up, you know, an ID card that have expired. And then I typed in the details. And the system said to us, "Your card has expired." The system. Machine. It's a card. Details. What's on? You have a date of birth and a date of death. Whether you believe it or not, that's not the point. Therefore, if somebody comes after Christ, the Bible said he must deny himself. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 24. He must deny himself and pick up his cross and follow Christ. I like verse number 25 where the Bible said, you know, "For whosoever wants to save his life will lose it. And whosoever wants to lose his life for the sake of Christ will find it." Listen to the word of God. In verse number 26, the Bible said, "For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" And the Bible is saying, and what shall man give in exchange of his soul? Now listen to this one. I will dwell on it a little bit. "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels." Yeah, there is a Father, your heavenly Father, and there are angels. There is a kingdom beyond what we see. And the Bible said his reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. And so when I come to church on Sunday, I do not tailor a message, you know, feeling that, all right, because your support is a very nice celebrity, wealthy woman, and that, you know, when I preach, there is an oil coming from heaven upon your head. When I preach that message, she possibly, you know, will sign us a check this morning of 10,000, and I begin to tailor message, you know, the message for, you know, customize the message for a particular people and talk to them about vanities of things which do not, you know, exist. Just we are in church entertaining ourselves and we forget Christ the healer, Christ the Messiah, Christ the bridge builder, the way maker, the covenant keeping God, Christ the Savior, Christ your soon coming King, Christ your judge. Yeah, Christ your judge. He will judge every man according to their works and reward us according to, you know, but their works. And so in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9, the Bible said, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as many, you know, count his slackness." The Bible said, you know, "But it is long, so he is long suffering toward us, not willing that any man should perish, that all all shall come to repentance. Somebody will say, why should you preach such a message in church? The reason is because the people in church rather need that message than the people outside. We all know that the people who are prostitutes, they believe that they are already sinners. But how about the people who believe that we are not sinners? Who? We are not sinners. We are not sinners. We are born again Christians. We don't go to this place. We don't wear this. We don't do that. We do not follow these sinners. We don't go to sinful places. But those people hypocritically have become more worse than unbelievers. They are in church in Duku. They are in church with Bible. They are in church. They sit here. They say hallelujah. They pray in tongues. But actually, they don't know Christ. Their names are not in the book of life. Now that, of course, we call that mockery. You are mocking God. Mockery! What kind of mockery is that? When I know praying for this woman in my heart, that it is not real. What kind of mockery is that? What kind of mockery is when I pick you up and you are standing before everybody and I say, the Lord says, when the Lord have not spoken? What kind of mockery is that? That I stand here and I mention a name of a politician or a political party and I said, this party will win the next election, when the Lord have not spoken? Yeah. Look at the way people are suffering in my time right now. What do we care about elections? Elections, I'm what you know. Please give us a break. Thinking of election. You are very interesting. You are very interesting. Thinking of election. Really. What I realize about the Ghanaian people is that at first, when something does not go well, they will scream, they will yell all over the place. This time, they are different. They will be very quiet and endure until the term of office comes. The days are near check and more. Anwa, Sika, T-shirt. This time, they will collect all of it. Quietly. Honorable, you better share about to an answer. Then about to comes 7 December. Early morning! Woman who had a banner, sorry, Yahuri, and Nimichuri, and Nuebi. It be a jollof and opana. And Yan will be away if he will be a dip. And then they will run. By 9 o'clock, they are in a queue. They will queue up to 1. It's their turn. They look at you, honorable or president or whoever. Or here when you must in Yamin Tiawaka. Yamin Tiawaka! Yamin Tiawaka. Woman in the idea no pay. Yamin Tiawaka. Unyame un tia waka. Yeah. And one of any of the year frogus. We see can be near the far cania can ye could di. Yami won tia waka. We are with ye see ye against. No a jaw hoko. A dear betching be uno se be asses. Mockery! Mockery. What kind of mockery is that? When I look at somebody and my heart is not with the person, yet Michianwa, na me born in, you know me de, you know emrade bibri etono, ye nyamini peni, so for the mihunua mi bibia ne umadi na, and yet when he turns away, I am a hypocrite. What kind of mockery is it when I am preaching and I know that this thing is not a calling? I see it as a business or a vocation or some kind of people to put money in my pocket. What kind of mockery is that if I cannot honor my own home and uphold my own home? The Bible said, how can I take care of the house of God. What kind of mockery is it when I import things into this country and I use dubious means to evade tax, and I come to sit in the house of God and I wave my handkerchief and put up my microphone and tell people the Lord has given me a breakthrough from Temaport? What kind of mockery is that when I stand, you know, in a compound house? What kind of mockery is it? What kind of mockery? When a person violates the word of God and goes sleep in your boyfriend or girlfriend's house and commit adultery, and you are pregnant and you go and abort the pregnancy, and you come on communion service and you are sitting watching me, and I ask numbi, nua numbi, ribi, nua ribi, febisila mama so na ribi asila mama so, febisila waso na ribi asila waso, febisila weni na ribi asila weni. I am the head and not the tail. Ababa, ense unu, ense unu. What kind of mockery is that? What kind is that? What kind? I want to know that kind. Caro, if you are sitting here and if you don't respect your husband and you are singing to us and we are dancing to your ministration, what kind of mockery is that? It constitutes that. I was driving and I saw a warehouse. And the warehouse is supposed to be a warehouse for government. Bonded customs warehouse. They have seized goods to the warehouse, waiting for people to pay up so they can release their goods to them. The people can go there and say, okay, I can't pay all the goods. I can pay for quarter. And so when they get to the warehouse, the people at the warehouse take their cart and declare all the goods for them. Yet, they have paid for only quarter. And they sit here. Now my mouth tight envelope. Next canoe when you know now the beer ship. Now the abeto altar. So me say we'll be crowing the man with scarf and sicker commando. What kind of mockery is that? This is why Jesus was saying, Mom pray. Ahini and yesu ba sorry ana wukomo. I'm talking to you. You better hear it. And yet the fact that you come to Alabaster doesn't mean you are saved, though. I am reminding you of the essentials. The fact that you are here sitting, you know, listening to the word of God. One day, a young man drove here, stopped the car in the middle of the road, rushed into here. Alabaster means when I'm about to be. I'm saying, you know, here. You know, here. The wood chain, I won't find you. What mockery is that? So for no yard, you preachipa. May prefer service so that I can be able to meet me. You know, me nipe ye was a con one when Yanika Cresino Honti. First service here, pon ya, and I'm a con one when Yanika. When I look at people, you look at the Holy Spirit, take communion, finish up. You are living with a man that is not married to you. You are living with a woman and on mechanism names who are. The boss one, oh, you must show and son will be women. Yeah. Now, shame him. Now, God has been too good to you. He loves you, graced you, protects you, opened doors for you. Is that how you pay back? Is that how you pay back? If demons are coming after you, the Lord arises, fights your battle, protects your children, has preserved you, taking you out of baby, and taking you into some glorious places. How? and Crawford Tiako Nuro so near Madida or Masene or the Baba be recommunion a goose. What kind of mockery is that? Mr. Crono, the Alpha, won't you? We illegal connection. ECG. When me meet him. Very interesting. The ECG arrested a young man. The meter is a prepaid meter. But you won't profon so. Umu be a meter, Nesso. Obey ye bibi will meet a new. To the point, sir. Prepaid don't to be a yeah. Prepaid don't to be a so there are people who are listening to me, watching me, for the past 15 to 20 years. These same people will come and talk nonsense against government. And will be a one year bag, you know, you're Timmy Top Diamond will easily go on with him and all that kind of thing. There's no crowd here for Tunche. We're going to have a France alignment with you, Emblupaman, Utimus and Niamechia. Because here, I want to, this is why I can boldly tell you, Nanaya and Namibia, you are honest people. The people that have taken money from government. I'm serious. There are times can hear the marginalists. Now you don't know what kind of what. I buy a mia and year four. Emma a year four and need a tutu a go on Zayam. Now Opia ye dee. Me person this as a software. You were here. Where is our voice in nation building? I sorry no. Where is our voice in nation building? It is the abide and the can of way. And tomorrow, no. And you can build an edifice at us of four. The person you want to macro. Now let me put it this way. God will judge and punish all evil. It doesn't matter evil against your husband or evil against humanity. All evil will be punished. I'm talking to you. The grace of God, what it does, it exempts you. It, if Adumba will be sore, now I chew a free, I will talk vengeance. I chew a free home. I may go free, but I don't know. Hey, you a free. You know, like people can be in a prison or in a, you know, and the presidential pardoning can go to them. That is how grace is. So we'll be out of prison. We're not going to release them. But for you, you know, you have been pardoned. That is the grace of God. So Christ will hear you now. You're poor, you come for. We'll be out. You're poor, you come for. You go, no. Christ will say, me do umpata. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. Yeah. For we know that we have not, listen to the word of God. For we know that we have not been redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from our vain conversation, which we receive from the traditions from our fathers. But he goes further and highlights the blood of the Lamb, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Ladies and gentlemen, I use this opportunity. When I was talking about time was taken, this is the time that you can be able to make it right with God, align with God, make it right. You can change your mind. You can transform your heart by the word of God. You are hearing, you know, words of salvation. How can you reject it? And so the other day, the Bible was asking in Hebrews chapter 2, how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How can we escape? Hebrews chapter 2, let's read from verse number 1. Hebrews the second chapter, you know, therefore we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. At any time, we should not let them slip. Put it in GNT. Let me read it from that particular course. In this one, it said, this is why we must hold forth all the more firmly to the truth which we have heard, so that we will not be carried away. In the second verse, the Bible makes it, the message given to our ancestors by the angels was shown to be true, and those who did not follow it or obeyed received the punishment they deserved. Okay, will be a punishment anyhow. No problem. They say, young Kasam review, you know, a catch though, they will receive the punishment they deserve. And I am put it in a different version, back to the King James Version, in this particular verse. The Bible said, if the old message delivered to by the angels was valid and nobody got away with anything, verse 3 says, do you think you can risk neglecting? No, where are you? Verse number 3 in King James Version is what I will want to. Yeah. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Don't be a hypocrite. Unyamichiri nyacho. Ubeye shia. Yes. Ubeye nyuna. Uwene krisosum nyawafa tochene na kopewe bitina. Yeah, don't be a pretender. Don't be an actor. Don't be a pretender. You talk like, you speak like, you behave like. As a Christian, and so, let me speak to all the men in this building. It is not a blessing. It is not a blessing. For them, be our house who are warring our name with Yerechi. We found. Abedin. No, Abedin. Abedin. Say, we ye found. You can't bind the anu any as you are. I drew with you. Who made your life? As I finish off, Yifao! To be dintrofen from. Why can't people control their emotions? What's it on Krunkrun Tumu? On Kazanjiro? On Kazanjiro? And you mean that I know Mona Mummy King Kai? So I should ask me waha. And the scripture was Job chapter number 32 and verse number 18, where the Bible said, who and some shamema, you know, whoma a woman mono, a shame. The spirit constraineth me. The spirit, it constrains me. And yet then I would your spirit and constrain you. It be jawoma ultimate yauma. And then all the home show. I mean, I don't get it. And then a home show. And Sana Cassafi be free one, no abba. At come at Chiruniano. And then all the home show. Uba no pay. And I'm a tilt or teso. As she we. How will you feel? Can we do fear that? Yeah. Come medical can catch you. Say medibe jimidiye. Medibe di kogontada wofi. Say medibe ba sorry abe jimmy. No. Iti uba ye Miguel Stregua. Na me mete ha eshiwi. How will you feel? Nay, then I would dear, Utimitia Homa. A feeling good. Sambejia Cunha. I had then a Utimicamunia want some money. Na Uti Uti a move for. I want to know. I had then a Utimic booby. At the end of boy, your 2 cities, who's there, 10 cities. A day, na wuti me say, you know, yeni na bomu da was you, yet I was a day, na wuti me nyaku could draw because ya canon so be a bonnier. Na waputo. Na wamwa. Say, see, no, dear, you know, yet ya could canon so be you are sorry now on Yemai, on him say, betuna sign. It oh, ma, you obetin, yes, or call Germany. And so now, oh, one of my meho, oh, one of my meho, or chichi, really. Oh, we are no so big, may call the Germany, may what for business, a man. Let me name such a chichi, really, or Germany. No, no, now, Ubinya Kuko drew this time round, no, on Venzie, and praying in San Wadiaba. First offering one day, criminal. What do you have to do? Second offering, what do you have to do? On those who pray, me preaching, me can't be in a can of command, what them praying. What did this guy have to do? Yeah. Papa, I have a pie, mommy, and I say, I have a friend, okay, cake, cake. Dead conscience, dead. The conscience is dead. Conscience is dead. Who promise you will be now failing? No worry. Now, one more woody. Monday, a cassage in one month. Because here, a man may be wicked. Once I may be now, Asha. Man may be wicked. Obe buano di usika be pushing no fine go say on the nebe kwa brochure na naya kuna do share something, you know, be kwa brochure, I'll go on all that kind of thing. See! Oh, I know the text message, Abreu. We grab the number text message, Amreno. Oh, no, ya buano manu kwa brochure, wako bo ni nya besi, ode kwa brochure, and all that. Wako ware ufufro, oho, abagana, abeto dying. Asika no unti ai na we nsu si ho onim so wo kunu onim so one ne manim se omukunu wa America on frɛ on mark on homa onye hwe wa ware foforo o wo yere wa ha wa ware foforo conscience ti ye Christo som na say contaminated it wuti ye ade ba ko pe na me sire onam de asemni na ba na wie ye. Ya persie Jesus Christ. And the only way to be like Jesus is to be able to see him. Now, minima de kronwa, I need to be exposed to him. And so when the Bible says in John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21, the Bible is making a very solid reiteration. In verse 21, the Bible said, yeah, we came therefore, you know, who came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, they desired him saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. The only way to see Jesus is for Jesus to be preached, for Jesus to be exposed, for his love to be exposed, for his grace to be exposed. Yet, dear, I'm telling you, you know, if you don't look like Christ, talk like Christ, behave like Christ, then you don't have his spirit and you are not his. He that does not have his spirit does not belong to Christ. So we don't want to have a ceremonial acting kind of thing. No, we want to really be like Christ. Umubi. Kaka sentry, ekuti ansam fo oni no nyacham krono, you know, chobo, you know, all those lifestyle will not be there. Sister, may perhaps yako, may perhaps yako, may penkwaji mwebra, may perhaps yako, diemi ye nanya gro. I don't want to joke with my salvation. Mau you ye you know there binya debi ye wunwa diemi ken nemu ni se wunim da wobrebeso. Iti biya wu chasi yaba. We yifa wa na wechi kwensi. Me pacho. Didi nyamesele wu. Ubiya waha di edipe guo ucha. Me pamo chow. Mumfe suroni ya wopopuwa nyamu kena nguwaji ya mwajuma. Please, with fear and trembling, work at your own salvation. Yeba ye unkwaji ya mwasa maana mne woka. Enwane winya kesiye che inina. Neka sema chilo. Take it very serious. Na ye ya sofu ya kola bubo ye mini mwi. Mon. Masudi ye son. Masudi ye son. To whom much is given, a lot more is required. Yeah. Nyame ni mu obi ka wo. Yehuwa ni mu obi ka. I'm telling you. I say yebre na be se no. Following the steps of Christ. Following the steps of Christ. This is why when you tell me that you are a Christian nation, I tremble. Nke ya sem papa, but I tremble. Ko muni ye nanze Christofo. Musuba ni se Christofo. It me a married a who? So we mind ye tea. It me show a man in himself on a chrono. I am a ya. A tambe is $20,000, $30,000. Eddie Amu be no a good deal. Hospital cram moon yet. School moon yet. And could be what we're Christian man, you be in any, on Nantia with the frame, ya mere be a winny. Nibi come any, a sa Christopher, no, ya mere be a winny. Into Uben Munus, no, wait here, yeah, we're be a winny. Nurse for more tears and maybe, mean himself, one more be, one more time, one more be, we are doctor, ni we are banking, what quare, Juma, Timon said. Bibi and phobia tall so can kind BBA say and all that machine say paper ye nibin common things, you know, and you are refusing to be the light of the world. Refusing to be the light of the world. And you yen chin near now then why jim near genity and we di but young once a men pet me ni ko yeko if you draw like no more. Ye new idea. They say the young transfer umutimi kum. Pray for this nation. Mureba. Your king is coming again. This is communion. And it's supposed to help you to grow in the Lord. Help you to grow in Christ. Mureba. Pray yami womu in naya wunsiye. Preparing our hearts for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Thank God for your wealth. Thank God for the success that God will give you. Thank God for business advancement and family blessing and fulfillment. But I want to tell somebody, a day will come, you will leave everything you have worked for and walk away. You will walk away. When I saw a documentary, they were burying the dead of Ukraine. No coffins, no bathing, no beautification of the body, no memorial service, no tributes. They just, no refreshment, no buffet after funeral. They they carried the bodies and threw them into a mass grave. It doesn't speak to you. The economic hardship of this nation and the world must be speaking to you. I want to pray for this nation. And I want to pray for you. Stand to your feet. Let us pray. This morning, before we pray for this country, I want you to put both of your hands on your heart. And I want you to speak to the Father. Help me to amend my ways. We have declared this month the month of mercy. I want you to ask the Lord to have mercy on your soul. Be merciful to me. May the Lord have mercy on your soul. May the mercies of God. May the mercies of God. Have mercy on us. And have mercy on this nation. Have mercy, Lord. Mercy! We pray for mercy. Align our ways to your will. And help us, grace us, to be able to please you to the end. Hallelujah. Now can you stretch your hands on the flag? Father, the words that will come out of our mouth this morning, may it be intercessions to help this nation. In Jesus' name. Your right hand is on your heart. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland, to the service of Ghana, with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem, through the blood and the toil of our fathers, to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God. Can you stretch your right hand on the flag and make a very quick intercession for this nation? Help my president. Help the team of leaders. Help them to know that sin is a reproach to any people and righteousness exalts a nation. Help them to know that blesses the nation whose God is the Lord. And whilst your people are praying, I pray that you will forgive the blood, innocent blood that have stained our flag. Yeah, innocent blood. Pardon it. Like the blood of Captain Mahama, Ahmed Swale, blood of people who were murdered, like the police officers murdered at the north, up north. Please, Lord. Innocent blood. Like the blood of Dr. J.B. Dangwedu. And the blood of the rest of them. And Father, I give you the glory and the praise, the honor and the adoration. You are faithful to your word. Be exalted for your intensity of mercy that have spilled all over the nation of Ghana. I stand here to make intercession for a nation that you have loved as Jerusalem. And I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will wash us. The other day you said to Apostle Paul, my strength is made perfect in all your weaknesses. I pray, Holy Spirit, fill these lovely people and anoint them, grant them the grace for them to endure to the end so they can receive the crown of life. May we lay hold on eternal life. May we tremble at your word and fear God and eschew evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, may we be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. May our lives be a pleasure in your sight, O God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the grace of eternal life will smear or spill all over us. Fresh oil and anointing will empower your people to stand for truth and for grace. In Jesus' precious name. To be sincere, to be honest, to be loyal, to be faithful, to be truthful. Our yes is yes, no is no. Yeah, that kind of people whom Christ has made our bodies his temple and can be able to call his own. I bless your name. I pray for everybody's spouses and children. And I pray for our incoming and outgoing. And I'm asking your favor in the name of Jesus for the month of April. And I'm asking for an open heaven in the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes in like a flood, let the Spirit lift up a standard against him. Let the whole month of April be a month of lifting and raise in Jesus' name. Let it be the month that our soul escaped the snare of the fowler in the name of Jesus the Christ. I'm making intercession for the sick in the hospitals and at homes, for the prisoner and for the person who is convicted at the cell. I pray in the name of Jesus that you are the person that transforms the hearts and the minds. Bring transformation and repentance truly to the hearts of everybody that is listening to me. Father, I commend your people to you, to the word of your grace that is able to build them up in the name of Jesus. Your right hand is on your chest. If you don't know the Lord Christ as Savior, he is not your Lord. You want your sins to be forgiven. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. And I make Jesus my Lord and my Savior. Father, I pray for your people and I ask that you will establish us and order our steps. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.